Yeah.
Sensation afterwards, and it seems to be a part of tracking the breath. Is that something that you should recognize as a trying to control your breath or something?
Well, a lot of it's around the result. In the sense of whatever we're doing, it doesn't, because there isn't necessarily, there isn't a textbook on how to breathe, you know. It's something that we do. But then you can also modulate the breathing sometimes to help the mind be a bit more present. You can use use the breath in a way that you're breathing deeply and letting it suffuse the body in a way that relaxes and or brings up alertness. So it's what result comes from it. So you have, but you really do want to be attentive to, well, what is the result, and is it leading to increased awareness, increased well-being, increased settling and tranquility. So those are kind of guidelines. So if it's turning into an obsession of getting it right, or it's starting to create a certain agitation of it's a bit too long or a bit too regulated, then just learning how to really relax and let the breathing find its own rhythm. So with meditation and practice, it's a it's an exploration, investigation of, well, what works and what doesn't work? What worked yesterday and isn't working today? And what's not working now, but what can I seed for in the future that's going to work? So that it's not a fixed thing, and you're learning as you go. So I think that just taking an interest in the process of how we cultivate awareness, clarity, tranquility, understanding, discernment. Because it isn't something that you, if you just get the method right, then all of a sudden wisdom and light is just going to appear. It's just we have to be engaged in that process, and it has to you have to learn from it, and it has to resonate with the heart.